Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin for the Nidche of Tzom Gedalia, and in Mirtz Hashem we'll have a daf Yomi connection at the very end. So we'll pick it up at the very bottom two lines from the bottom on Samach Tes, Bein Velo Bas, right? So Ben Sor Mor is only for a male and not for a female. Satanya Omer Rabbi Shimon Bedin Hu Shitehei Bas Ru'uy Liyos Keven Sor Mor. Really, it would have been proper and appropriate for this to apply to a daughter as well, on top of Ayin. Shakomitsuyin etzla b'avera, because frequently people around her would be doing averas with her. El gezeiras hakosav he ben velo bas. So really, it's gezeiras hakosav. So you have to say it's a only applies to a son, but not a daughter. So if a girl would steal the money, buy the wine, and eat the meat, then she would not be in a Ben Soromar. So there's a beautiful Ben Yehoyada quotes Kli Yokra on the Chumash to explain why this is. He says, the Ben Soromar, lo haye v'lo osilios, right? We'll get to that coming up soon, that it never really happened, right? So, lama nichta v'inyon v'por b'shvil lilmod es Yisrael Moser. According to Kli Yokra, that the Klal Yisrael is supposed to learn an important message from the parish of Ben Soromar. You could sin and do whatever you want and don't be afraid of any punishments. Because the Pasuk says in earlier in the Chumash Devarim, we're Hashem's sons, we're His children. And Hashem's going to have rachmanis on you. There's Yahweh's going to punish you. You're His children. Bensor. Therefore, the Torah writes, no, you have a concept where a parent could punish a child. They bring it skila. So that will destroy any claim the Yetzer Hara would have. Right? That's what it says. Ki yela ish ben soramor. The im tomer ze lo haya lo osi li osu lam nechtav din ze betora. Vze omer ha kol Yisrael yishmu yiro. So Klal Yisrael was going to learn from this and get Musar. Rotzlomer ba'avur zois nechtav is written for that purpose, to teach us yiras Hashem. Kedei shekol Yisrael yishmu din ze ve'yiru melichot. We'll be afraid to do any averus. Sheyodu ein taina ninze is li yetzer hara b'dover ze. The yetzer hara can't convince us, oh, no, we're not going to get punished. You see from Ben Sormo that a parent, a father, i.e. Hashem, would punish. L'iftoch v'nei adam l'chatol asmach ro'u kazu. V'yedua, this raises a beautiful idea. She is royal yeshlehem din ben, v'umus la'olam yeshlehem din bas. So the Bnei Yisrael are called a ben, and the other nations are called bas. He brings from the Alshich and the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Benos Yerushalayim. Lechein din ze shel ben sor lo nemer bebas el rak beben. Why is it only by a son? We just said it's a kosev. Lahodia shedin ze lo nichtav b'torah ela b'shvil Yisrael sheish lehem din ben sheich mimenu musar ke'amor. Right, so that's a special idea. He quotes in the Bnei. So the Ben Yehoyada is quoting from the Kli Yokra over here. It's Kli Yokra. It's on the Chumash, but he's explaining our line in the Gemara of it's gzeiros a kosev ben velo bas. Okay, says the Mishnah. The emesai chayev. So, at what point does the ben sorer umar become chayev? Mishayochel tartim or baser veyishte chatzi log yain haitalki. When the Rambam brings down this halachah, he doesn't say that it has to be. He brings the idea of the meat. Does not say it has to be this type of the of Italian wine, right? Some the Yad Ramah learns it's not a din in the. It's a din of the quality of the wine, right? Not in terms of quantity. Rabbi Yossi Omer mona baser velog yain. He has a mona of meat and a log of yain. Ava bechabur is mitzvah, but if they got together for a mitzvah, achol should be ibar achodesh. If when they did ibar achodesh, they were eating then, the Gemara is going to ask later on, well, what do you mean? They didn't have meat and wine at the Ibra Chodesh, so the Gemara will explain. Ochel Meister Shem, Yerushalayim is eating Meister Sheni, Ochel Nevelos, Atrefus, Shkotzim, Ramosim, right? He eats these different, Tumidika things, right? We'll read the parenthesis, Ochel Tevel, Meister Rishon, Shlonitla, Trumoso, Meister Sheni, Behekdesh, Shino, Niftu, and he will eat foods. Ochel Dover Shehu Mitzvah, V'Dover Shehu Avera. So they ate something that had a mitzvah with it, and it's something that had an aver with it. Ochel kol maichel v'lo ochel baser. If you eat a lot of food, but didn't eat the baser. Shasa kol mashke v'lo shasa yain. You drink a lot of drinks, beverages, but didn't have yain. Ein nasa ben sormor. is not made into a ben sor amora. Ad yochel bosav yishte yain shnei amora. The pasuk says zolel v'sove. He's a glutton. He's a drunk. Ve'afalpi she'ein raya ledover. There's not really a raya zeich ledover. At least there's a remez to it. Shnei amar altis bit sovev a yain bezolele boser lamo. Right? Don't be like those the besove, the drinkers, and those who eat a lot. Says the Gemara. Amar Reb Zera, Tartemer ze eni yodeyamahu. I don't exactly know what Tartemer is. Ela mitoch shekofa Reb Yosi b'yayin, when Yosi doubled up the amount for the wine, meaning he doubled what the first opinion was. It was chatzi of a log, and he said it's a full log. Nimsa koyfel af b'boster, so you have to double by the boster also. Nimsa Tartemer chatzi mona, so it comes out that Tartemer will be a half of a mona. Omer Chanan bar Molado, Omer Rav Huna, Ein Chayev ad Shikach Boser Bezolel V'Yochal. It has to be that he buys meat when it's bezol, means inexpensive, and then he eats it. V'Yayin Bezol V'Yishte, or wine when it's inexpensive, and then drinks it. Dechsiv says in Pasuk Zolel V'Sove. Omer Rav Chanan bar Molado, Omer Rav Huna, Ein Chayev ad Shikach Boser Chay V'Yishte Yayin Chay. He's only chai unless he eats boser chai, eats raw meat, and he drinks, here yayin chai means it's not diluted, right? Just interesting how times have changed in terms of hilchos mukta. So the halacha is that something that's mius, that's disgusting, is considered to be mukta, right? So we know Baruch Ber wouldn't touch newspapers on Shabbos because it was a mias. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch discusses a food that's disgusting, raw fish. Raw fish is mukta, says the Shulchan Aruch, because no one would ever eat raw fish. But you know, it's not raw meat is fine because people chew on it. I guess it was like something they would chew like gum. Nowadays, you know, 2017, I think things are much different. We can say now, not in Tavshin Ayin Ches, things are much different because people do not go around chewing raw meat. So that would probably be the mias. But raw fish, so that's it. Every sushi has the raw fish in it. So you just see from here that how the times have changed. Okay, al koponim, you see that if he had to have boser chai or yayin chai. Ini, is that really true? Ha v'ha rabba v'rav yoisi domer tarvayu. They both said, och boser chai v'shosor yayin chai ein in asben sorum or. You're not mean this for having the undiluted wine or eating the raw meat. So amarvina, yayin chai mizig v'lomazig. No, it is distilled, but it wasn't totally distilled. Like in those days, it was like a thick concentrate. So you had to put different portions of water. Discussion as to what was the ratio. Was it one part wine to two parts water, or maybe to three parts water? Then so that's what it means. It means it was distilled, but it wasn't really distilled. So boser chai, was that means boser v'lobishol. It's cooked a little bit, but it's not totally cooked. Kiboser kiba d'ochel genave. It's not like this boser kiba that the Genovim eat, that they have to eat quickly, like, you know, the famous story of Michael Ben Drusoy, right, that he had to eat quickly. How much is food have to be, what is the definition of Michael Ben Drusoy? You know, in Hilchos Shabbos this comes up. So Rashi learns that, Rashi says, well, it's a third cooked. Rashi learns it's one third cooked is Michael Ben Drusoy, and the Rambam learns it's a half, it's 50% cooked. So the Gemara now continues. Rabba Rav Yosi Tamar Tarvayu Ochabasa Maliach Vishosa Yayin Gito. If you had very thick salted meat, or you drink wine from the gas from the wine press, Einasa Ben Sormar. So you do not become Ben Sormar. Tanhosam Erev Tishtebav Eretishabav Lo Yochel Adam Shnei Tavshilin Vlo Yochel Boser Vlo Yishte Yain. So on Erev Tishbav, you know that you're not allowed to have the Shnei Tavshilin. So what are you allowed to have? You're not allowed to have the meat or the wine. How that got extended beyond to you know, to the Shavuot Shechalbo, to the 9 days, etc. Okay, not a discussion, but you see, Me'ikar Hadin, it was at the Suda HaMafsekes, right? V'tona aval oichil hu boser maliach v'shosu yayin migito. But at that meal, you're allowed to have the boser maliach, i.e. because it's not considered to be real fleishig. It's not boser. V'shosu yayin migito, you're allowed to have the wine from the gas because that's also not a problem. It's not fully, you know, developed yet, so therefore it's not a problem. So you see from here that it's okay. It's not called boser v'yayin. So boser maliach ad kama. So the Gemara asks, one second, how much does it have to be salted until you're allowed to have it on Erev Tisha B'Av? Right? So Alma Rav Rebbe Chanina Bar Kahana Kolzman Shehu Kishlamim. As long as it's like a korban, like a shlamim. So a shlamim, in general, we know a shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night. We have a subcategory of a shlamim, the korban todah, which is a little bit different. It can only be eaten for 1 day and one night. And in addition to that, even though it has a shorter time period, additionally, there's all the loaves, the chal and the matzah has to be eaten with it as well. So the Barbanel has, and others, that the reason that Tzivak Link also says this word, that the reason why you have less time to eat that type of shlamim, it's a toda, it's a subcategory of shlamim, but there's less time, yet more food, is because the person brings a toda to say thank you to Hashem for one of the chesed that you did for me, right? Cholish nisrape, a person feels better, they cross the yam, or their yotzu is a surim, or they cross the midbar. So Hashem did a miracle for the person, so he wants to express that. But then now, afal pichin, the Gemara says over here that the amount of time that the meat is for like a shlum, so the default for regular shlumim is 2 days and a night. V'yayin migito ad kama, so what about the wine from the gas? So kolzman shehu toseis is still becoming it's fermenting. I've hatanya yain toseis ein bo mishum gilui. You're not allowed. It's not a problem of leaving it uncovered, right? Because we know that mikra hadin, the Gemara says not to leave over water these liquids overnight because a snake might come in. Nowadays, the poskim are not necessarily machpid on this. However, the girl holds that takana still is enforced. They want you not drink from water that was left overnight. And they were asked over here, v'kama tisisoso. So how long is that? So shloshi yom, it's 3 days. Okay. So no one explains, no. So hachamai, what are we talking about over here? You know, when we're talking about the how long it needs to be salted or how long it needs for the wine, hachamai mishum simchahu. Over there, an Erev Tisha B'Av, so we have to be mamayit in our simcha, as the Mishnah says. Kolzman shehu kishlamim, nami is be simcha. So if the meat is like a shlamim, then there's a simcha. Hocha, however, mishum im shochehu. But here we're scared that the Ben Sor Mor is going to eat this, and it's going to be mamshechim to continue in this path. He's going to continue to eat and meat and drink wine. V'chol shu lo mimshach. In this case, it's not going to be mamshechim anymore. V'yayin ad arboim yoim. So for 40 days, where it's not going to have that drawing power to it. So now the Gemara goes and discusses a lot of a god it has about the wine in general, right? So the Gemara starts off and says like this. The only reason why wine was created to provide comfort for those who are sitting Shiva, right? And to pay back the reward for Rishayim in this. So you're going to give Sheikhar strong drink to one who's about ready to be destroyed, and wine to one who's more nefesh, who's bitter, right? So the one who's about to be destroyed, that's the Rishayim, and the one who are more nefesh, that's referring to the Avelim. Amr Yitzhak, my dechsi, what's the pasuk say? Al teira yayin ki yisadam. It says, don't look at the wine when it's red. Al teira yayin shemadim penehim shel Rishayim ba'olam hazeh, umalbim penehim la'olam haba. Don't look at the wine that makes the faces red in this world, and then it whitens them, they're going to be embarrassed in Olam Haba. Rav Amar Al Teira Yayin Ki Yisadam. Don't look at the wine Yisadam. So it says Al Teira Yayin She'achriso Dam. That it will lead to bloodshed being spilled. The Ben Yehoyada has an interesting way of calculating that using the osios that both are before and after the letters Yud, Yud, Nun. Okay. Keep moving. Rav Kahana Ramiksiv Tirash Vikarina Tirosh. The Torah writes the word Tirash, right? The word for wine. But we pronounce it Tirosh. So what's the drasha? Zocha, if a person's on the level, right, they're meriting it, then Nase Rosh. They'll drink wine, they'll become a Rosh. Lo Zocha, but if they're not, Nase Rosh. They'll become poor. Rav Ramiksiv, it says in Pasuk, Yisamach. The queen Yisamach. Right? So it says that you should, right? I'm sorry, 1 second. Yeah. Yishamach. Okay, I'm sorry. It was Yishamach. We call him Yisamach. V'hozocha misamcho. If he's zoche, it will make bring him b'simcha. Lo zocha misham mehu. It will cause shomim, which is destruction. It'll make him crazy. The hainu, v'hainu the amar Rav that says chama v'rechane pakchin. Rav said this with wine and a good reyach, a good smell, will make me a pikeach. You know, the controlled drinking has helped me a little bit. Okay, there's nothing wrong with saying a lechayim in the right time and place, but the excessive drinking is never a good thing. Omer Avamram Breid Rav Shimon Bar Abba Omer Rav Yechanina. My dechsi, what's the pause? What does it mean? Lemi oi, lemi avoi, lemi medanim, lemi siach, lemi putzoim, chinam, lemi chachlilus einayim, lemaachirim al hayayin, levo im lachkor mimsoch. So what the pasuk says, what it means, who's crying, who's saying, woe is to me, who's fighting a lot, who has complaints, who has injuries, whose eyes are red, who waits long, like these people who have the wine. Kios Rav Dimi Omer Amr b'Marava. So Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said over a Torah from Eretz Yisrael, Marava, the west, because Bavel, which is modern day Iraq, is to the east. So he's referring back to the west, meaning Eretz Yisrael. Haikra Mandid Dorish Le Mireisha L'Seifa Midrash. You could darshan it from the beginning to the end and say, woe is to the one who drinks wine. Or you could do the opposite way and say, who's the one from the end? Meaning, who's the one who's drinking wine? A person who complains and has fights and injures people. Dorish Over Gililoi. There was a person who came from the Galil who said a drasha. Shalosh Esre Vovin Ne'mar B'yayin. So if you look in all these psukim, there's a Vav and a Yud, which is like Voy, Oy, Woe. So there's 13 of them. Here we go. Number one, Vayachel, Noach Ish Adama, Vayita, 2, Kerem Vayesht, 3, Min Hayayin, Vayishkar, 4, Vayisgal, 5, Pesoch Ohlo, Vayar, 6, Cham Avi, Knan Es Ervas Aviv, Vayagid, 7, Lishne Echo Bechut, Vayikach Sham Vyefes, right? Is 8. Es Asimla Vaya Simu is 9. Al Shechem Shnehem Vayelchu 10. Achronis, they walk backwards. Vayechasu 11. Es Ervas Avihim Ufenehem Vayikatz is 12. Noach Miyeno Vayeda. And he knew, that's the 13th. Es Asher Asalo Beno Hakatan. So you find 13. 13 of these Vav and these Yuds, which is like means woe, because all the suffering and the misfortune that happened due to the fact that they were drinking. So what exactly happened? The famous drasha Rav Shmuel, Chad Omer Sersov, Chad Omer Ravoy. So one says that Cham did something to Noach. So one says that he was misaris him, and one says that he had a Maisa beer with him. Manda Omer Ser, so the one who holds that really what Cham did was he was Misaris, his father, Mitoch Shekilkulu Birvi, Kilo Birvi. Since what he did is like a Mida Kneged Mida, since what Cham did to Noach was making it impossible for him to have a fourth child, so therefore Noach cursed Cham's fourth sons, right? Chush Mitzri Putin Knan, right? So therefore he cursed Knan. Manda Omer Ravo'o, that he had Maisa be with him, Gomer Vayar Vayar. Ksiv Hocha Vayar Cham Avi Kanan Es Ervas Aviv. Cham saw that. And then you see later on with a Shechem Din, it says, V'chiz Hosam Vayar Oso Shechem Ben Chamor, that he saw Dina, and just like over there, it was a Maisa of Znus. So too over here, it was an inappropriate a sexual Maisa. Bish Lame Lamanda Omer Ser, so okay, I understand the one who learns that what the hate was that Cham Misaris his father, Mishum Hachi Kilo Brevis, and okay, that's why his fourth son was cursed. Elamanda Omer Revo, Maishna Revi, so why did he curse the fourth son? He should have cursed, right? He cursed him directly, right? Nalatle Behedya, so just curse Cham. So ha viha have, no, he did both. Meaning he both was Masaris him, but before that he had relations with him. Vayachel Noach ish adama vayita karim. So Noach began to be a farmer and he plants a karim. So Amarav Chizda Amarav Ukva Vamrilo Mar Ukva Amarav Zakai Amlakurish Barakul Noach. Noach lo haylacha lilmod me Adam Harishon. Well, you didn't learn Musaf from Adam Harishon. Shelo gadam lo el yain. What caused his sin was yain. Kaman the Amar oisa ilan sheochli meno Adam Harishon gefen haya. So you see that that there's, again, we'll see in our whole discussion, but there is a man the Amar holds that the problem was that Adam sinned with the Eitz Hadas and it was yain. So we'll see different opinions, but working within this idea that there was yain, so the Or HaChaim HaKadosh points out that really Adam was going to be allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas, but he had to wait, because we know, as we saw the Gemara earlier in the Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, about the hour by hour creation of Adam and Chava, that he was created on Erev Shabbos and he had the wine, he was just supposed to wait. There was basically 3 hours he had to wait. And if he would have been able to wait, he would have made Kiddush on the wine when Shabbos started. Explains, that's Pshat, and we know that we don't eat the fruit of the first 3 years of Orla. Orla is also a continuation of trying to be Misaki in the Chet of Adam Harishon. So again, you see from here the fact that Hashem is now giving Moser to Noach. Look, you're planting wine, you don't see what happened? Adam did that and Adam messed up. You should have learned from him. Ditanya, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Oso Ilan Sha'ocha Adam Harishon Mimenu Gefen Haya. So according to Rabbi Meir, it was wine, it was grapes, right? And Amid Beis. She'ein Chodover Shemevi Yalala La Adam Ela Yain. There's nothing that brings Yalala, wailing, right? The little post Rosh Hashanah, like Aim Sisra, Yalala. The Trua is learned from that. So, but the cause person to wail, to sob, to cry out is through Yain. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Chita Haya. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, it wasn't grapes, it was Chita, wheat. She'ein Hatinuk Yodei Likro Abba Ve'ima Ad She'itom Tam Dogon. When a child has an intellectual development and they're able to stop nursing and eat solid foods, so that's associated with eating Chita. So Rabbi Yehuda is explaining that the Eitz Hadas, Das, intellectual, we'll call it development, over here is associated with Chita. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Te'ena Haya. It was a Te'ena. How do you know that? His Raya is Shebedova Shekilkalo Bo Nitakno Shnemar Vayisperu Ale Se'ena. So they used fig leaves to make themselves clothing afterwards, right? Which reminds you of Rachel, right? That she sinned with the rope and the window, and she says, with these things that I sinned with, I'm going to use these to do teshuva as well. So to a te'ena, that it sinned with it, but it used the same minei ube, it was used for the teshuva as well. Now, one's already talking about wines, then more continues and goes through more problems with wine. Divrei lemua melech, masa asher yisratu imo. So this was the words of the king Lemuel, whose mother gave him Musar. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, melameid shekafato imo al ha'amud, va'amru lo. So this is Shlomo HaMelech's mother, Basheva, saw that he was drinking a lot. So she tied him to she tied him up to the Amud and started giving him Malchus. Ma Bri, what's going to be with my son? Uma Bar Bitni, with my the child of my womb. Uma Bar Nidori, and the child of my nether. Ma Bri, what do you mean, my son? Hakol Yoidim Shavicha, your father, meaning David HaMelech, Yirei Shemayim Hava, he was a big Yirei Shemayim, but now, look at you, you're drinking, Achshav Yoimir Imo Garmalo, it didn't come from the father, must have come from the mother's side. So people are going to talk about that and saying, meaning Batsheva saying, people are going to say that I'm the one who taught you this, who encouraged you, or who didn't discipline you. They're going to say it's my fault. Oma Bar Bitnis, what does it mean? He says, the child of my Betin. Kol hanashim shabeis avicha kevin shemis abros shuv einaros pnei hamelech. All the other women who were with David HaMelech, once they became pregnant, so they didn't go back in to have relations again during the time of pregnancy. But she says, I pushed my way in. Vani dechakti v'nichnasti. I made myself, I had relations with while I was pregnant. Kedei shehei li ben mezuraz meluban. So I'd have a son who's strong and like white skinned, meaning that apparently that it was good for the pregnancy, for the child, for the uber to have, for the mother to have tashrish. So she went ahead and forced her way in. And that's what it means, bar bitni. Uma bar nidor. What about my neder I took? Kol nashim shel beis avicha hayin nidor. Noidorist. All the women used to take a neder saying as follows. Yehali ben hogun lamalchus. Let my child be one who's ready, who could be appropriate for being a king. Vani nidarti v'amarti. I took a neder and I said differently. Yehali ben zoriz mamula b'torah. The hogun l'nevius. I want a child who's a big talmud chacham and who would be appropriate for being a navi. Sa'al le malachim le moel al le malachim shesuyain, right? All the malachim were darshins. Amrulo, malicha etza malachim sheshosim yain umishtakrim va'omrim lamalanu keil. Shlomo, she's giving a motion saying, why are you hanging out with the kings who all you do is just drink all day and say lama lanu keil lamel? Right, that's like a trikin. Why do you have to be around with Hashem? The rosnim a sheikhar. The princes, right, who say, where's the beer? Where's the alcoholic drinks? Me, Shekol Razi, Oilen Galulim Loy. One, like you, Shlomo, have all the secrets the world revealed to you. Yishte Yayin v'yishtaker. It's appropriate for you to drink wine and get drunk. Yigit the army someone differently. Me, Shekol Rosne Olam Mashkimin Lefischo. So you who all the kings, the princes, rise up early in the morning to your Pesach, to your door, to speak with you, to hear your wisdom. Yishte Yayin v'yishtaker. And you're getting drunk. It's not right. So now you see that Shlomo took the Musar from his mother. How do you know that he accepted this? So I was foolish. I was more foolish than a man, me Noach. That's a raya from Noach. Right, because Noach became the farmer and planted the wine. And here the raya is, you see that Adam must have eaten from the Eitz Hadas as being a grape wine. Lo vinas Adamli, right? I didn't have bina understanding from Adam. Ze Adam harishon. So that works. It's a raya for the opinion back to Rabbi Meir, who held the Eitz Hadas was a geffen. Okay, that was the discussion about the evils of drinking, excessive drinking, getting drunk. Then it goes back now to the Ben Soramor. Achal bechavuras mitzvah. So if the Ben Somer ate with a group of chaver that was there for a mitzvah, so Amrav Yibahu, eini chayev ad shiyocha bechavura shekulo srikin. It must be we eat to the group that's entirely made up of people who are like empty, like an ilan srak, something that doesn't produce peirus. So it means, but this is mashma that if you would eat with you know even at the right amount, but if it was along with good people, that then he would not become ben soramor. Av hanan tanan och mechavuros mitzvah ein anas ben soramor. So the time of the diak is the mitzvah. It's because he is doing a mitzvah halav mitzvah. But if it wasn't for a mitzvah, afagav the lav kula srikin. Even though they're a bunch of empty people, right? They're a bunch of oisfarfs. So Hakamash Malan comes to teach us, no. The Af Al-Gab, the Kulu Srikin, even though all these people are Srikin, Kevin the Mitzvah Ka'osik, since he's Osik in a Mitzvah, Lo Mimshich, he's not going to be drawn after that. There's actually a beautiful Meshech Chochma discussed based on the Banu Gemara in Psochim as to why there was never a Ben Soramor in Yerushalayim. So he it's a discussion, it's a larger piece, but there's the I guess called a machlokas, nature versus nurture. So in that machlokas, I guess this Meshech Chochma was taking the side of the nurture aspect of it, meaning being in the Yerushalayim environment, that would prevent the person from being mamshech after inappropriate things. Okay, continues on the next part of the Mishnah. Avcha be'ibra chodesh. If he ate while they were doing the ibra chodesh, right, to figure out it's going to be an extra month. The meimra, the boss of yain masku. Do they really bring wine and meat up there to the attic where they would have all these discussions? Hatanya einol in law ela bepas dogan kitnius bava. They brought pas, bread and dogon and grains and kidney stuff like that.
Even though he only brought up their pas and kidneys, if he would bring up meat and wine and drink it there, so since they are still doing a mitzvah, he shouldn't have brought it up there, but he did. Nevertheless, we're not considered that he's going to be mamshich after this and become a bal taiva, become a ben sormar. Tan Rabbanan, ein olin be'ibur ha'chodesh, pachos me'asar b'nei odom, ve'ein olin lo ela pas dogim ha'kitnius, ve'ein olin lo ela l'or iburo, ve'ein olin lo b'yom ela b'layla. So you see that there were 10 people that would go up. They only had the bread and the kitnius. They only go up on the night, and they only go during the daytime, right? V'hatanya, we learned, ein olin lo b'layla, ela b'yom, you go up during the day. So which is it? As Reb Chiya bar Abba said to his son, achrifu v'ulu, achrifu upuku. So get up early, right, and go out early, right? Kihecha delishma'u b'chu enoshe. So that people are going to hear you and they're going to know. Meaning, the way the Yad Ramah learns that he's saying you should do this openly in front of everybody, so people will know that you're going to do this to do the Ibra Chodesh. Since that's the normal way is eating Ma'aser Sheni, right? You're supposed to do it in Yerushalayim, you're not going to be drawn after that. And that's what the Meshech Chachma we said over a minute ago. Achal Nevelos Atreifos Shkotim Ramasim Amarava Achal Boser Oaf Enasabin Soramor. So if he ate oaf, he ate the chicken, even if he ate the same amount, and if it was beef, he would have been, you know, chayav for, he doesn't become a ben Soramor for that. The Ha Anan Tanan Achal Nevelos Atreifos Shkotim Ramasim Enasabin Soramor Hatahorin, but if they would have been Tahorin, so Nasabin Soramor. Right, so then he would be, right? If they were kosher, meaning, which, and the question is, because it sounds like, you know, chicken as well. We just said oaf does not make you, but if you would have been, the only problem is that they were, you know, tome, nevela, nevela and trefa. But if it would have been kosher, shchita, it would have made you ben somar. There's no, ki tana nami masnisin lahashlim, which is going to be mashlim this year. Achol davar shehu mitzvah v'dvar aveira. It's dvar mitzvah. What's that? Tanchume aveilim. That's the food that they give to the aveilim. Davra Vera, ah, Tainis Tzibur. Okay, here's our Tzom Gedalia, our Daf Yomi connection, right? Okay, it's a Nidche, but good, we got it in. Today's Daf. Time am I. So what's the reason that you would not be a Ben Soramar for eating these two cases? So Amakra, Einenu Shomea Bekolenu. He doesn't listen to our voice, meaning the voice of our... The parents are talking. It's our commands he's not listening to. But Kaleinu v'lo b'kol shamakom. It's us he's not listening, but he's talking about not. But it's not referring to the one who's not listening to Hashem's voice, meaning Hashem's mitzvahs. Achol kol maicha v'lo achol baser. Shasa kol mashke v'lo shasa yain. So if he ate all the meat but didn't have baser, he drank a lot of beverages but didn't have wine. Achol kol maicha v'lo achol baser lasuye devela ki'ilis. It's coming to include these figs from. Ki'ilis, this type of figs, which is gishmak, is as enjoyable as eating meat, but not miki chayev. Shosu kol mashke v'lo shosu yayin lasui devash v'chalav, to tell you if you have honey or milk. So even though you could be, it could make you person a little bit shicker, that you can't have it, right? How do you know that you could become shicker from this? Titanya, we learned in a brisa about chalav and devash. Right, achol devela ki'ilis. You had these types of figs from ki'ilis. V'shosa dvash v'chalaf from nichnas lemikdash, and you went into the base of mikdash chayiv, because it's like you're being you're intoxicated. So you see a raya from here that in fact there is a all three of these things could have a intoxicating quality to them. So. Over Shabbos, one of our guests said, you know, people change them saying, have an easy fast to having a meaningful fast. Have a meaningful fast. So he said, you know, my father told me, if there really was something to that, then they would have made a Yiddish phrase out of it already. So the Raya, there's no Yiddish phrase, right? There must be nothing to that. But Afal Pichin, we're going to wish everyone a meaningful fast.